freaking out about the virus, watch The Call. I coached a lot about like sea lion. Basically, guys, the sea is the coronavirus. Find your thoughts about it. That's all that's happening. Like, I literally, the homework for all of you who are freaking out about the coronavirus is facts. What is the facts of your life right now? Don't go out on the internet and read about curves. Like, everybody is trying to fortune tell what's going to happen. We don't know what's going to happen. No other country is like our country, where everybody's making their best guess to prepare. And I promise you, they're wanting to really over-prepare us, which is a good thing, because we'll all listen. When our sports are taken away and stuff, guess what happens? America perks up. They start paying attention. Like, what? Like, you don't have to freak out about all of it. So find the circumstances of your life. What is actually impacting you? What is the actual facts that are happening? And then you list out all of your thoughts. All of your thoughts are going to be a collection of the perspective at which you are looking at these things. Then decide, by looking at these things, read them out loud to yourself. What do I want to be thinking and feeling about this? Like, I just keep telling everybody, 6 or 8 weeks from now, this is going to be old news. Temperatures are going to rise. Chris has a theory that the reason why a lot of, like, what he was saying, like, my theory has been proven true. I'm like, what theory? And he said, in Caymans, they've only had like one case. It's like, it's warm down there and humid. I'm like, you ain't a doctor. You don't know jack shit. But I just told him, I was like, does it feel really good to believe that when it heats back up, that that this is all going to start, like, you know, changing and mitigating and all this other stuff? He said, yeah. And I said, then I would probably just keep thinking that. What is going to be the upside to thinking, oh, no, 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 that's not true, blah, 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 blah. Like, if it makes you feel like ass, it's not upside. I don't care if it's a fact. Don't dwell on it if it feels like shit. You're going to, in 8 weeks, you're going to be here. Who do you want to be at the end of 8 weeks is the ultimate question. Do you want to be the person who freaked the fuck out for 8 weeks, disengaged from their family, did not work on their relationship with their kids, sat there and ate their face off, overreacted, did all the things, and then in 8 weeks, when everything changes again, you haven't learned shit about how to show up for yourself? Do not be that person. Do not do that to yourself. That's what I got to say about that.